didn't think, obviously, I might be able to do something like that. And just hearing the ad made me think, wow, okay, maybe I can, it's worth a try. And I heard it for a few days and thought, as you do, you must do something about that. And I thought, actually, I'm going to do something about this and just see, take the first step to see if it's something that I can do.
And you yourself are disabled. You mentioned before that, you know, for years, for months, you've been looking for something to try and put your energy into.
Yeah, I can't. I've been, for the last year, I've been at the job centre trying to get work. I used to have a job, a career, and really struggled to get work. Lots of things that I can physically manage, health and safety prevents me from being allowed to do in a work environment. So, you know, it can be quite difficult. And that's why I thought maybe the befriending would be no good to me. But it doesn't matter about my disability to befriend someone. So I'm delighted.
You're going through the application process just now, yeah. But eventually you will be matched with somebody that is looking for a befriender, and the benefits to them obviously will be immense. To yourself, what will it mean to you in your, you know, weekly life? What difference will it make?
Well, straight away, a reason to get out and do something. It's quite easy to spend a lot of time on your own. So, great reason for me to get out and do something. Just having something that's going to give me some kind of fulfillment at the end of it.
Is loneliness something that you have dealt with yourself?
Absolutely, yeah. And for the first 4 years after my accident, I was in a wheelchair. It can get really lonely. You know, you might see 3 or 4 carers in a day. It doesn't prevent the loneliness. You know, these people are there to do a job, and of course they're all very pleasant, very polite, but they're there to do a job. They're not there just to chat to you.